Hey, everybody, this is Tom Sharpling, and welcome to Best Show Gems, the best of the best show on WFMU. Basically, this is a podcast we're going to do every other week, giving you a bite-sized version of all the mirth and mayhem that goes on every week on the best show on WFMU. So please check out this exciting clip. WFMU, you're
Sheila,
on the air.
Sheila, I told you I don't want any calls while I'm down here.
WFMU, you're on the air.
What is going on? Sheila.
WFMU, you're on the air.
Who is this?
Well, is this Barry Levitz?
Yes. Who's this?
Barry, my name is Tom Sharpling. I host a radio program in the New Jersey area, New York area.
Right.
And last week we had a conversation.
I need more.
We had a conversation about punk.
What is punk? I mean, I know what punk is. It's that outdated music from the 70s. What does this have to do with... Oh, you're talking about Michael's dumb idea that he had. Yeah, that's over.
Wait, what?
It's over. It's done. We finally convinced him that it was a stupid idea.
Hold on a minute. I was calling you because you browbeat me into scheduling an in-studio interview and performance from his... You called me last week and said Michael Jackson...
You're right. I did.
You said Michael Jackson...
Yep. I made a lot of calls that day.
You said Michael Jackson has a punk band... called punk.
Right.
And he's called Mike Jackal now.
Yeah, that didn't last too long, did it? Oh, my God. Yeah, I mean, we were freaking out that he was actually going to go through with that. Thank God it didn't happen.
Wait, no, you actually, though, got me to schedule him coming in here to play live in the studio. There's an engineer downstairs who's waiting to engineer this, who came down specifically for this. And now what? You're telling me that this is not happening?
Basically, yeah. Yeah, that's... Yeah, someone should have called you. There was my assistant. I think she should have called you. I'm actually down here in the Bahamas right now. So I kind of signed off on this, sometime last week, but sorry about that. Hey, hang on. Yeah, give me a margarita. All right. Hey, Todd. More important, how did you get this number?
You gave us this number last week. It was at the bottom of an email. I guess you had it as a reply to someone else that got forwarded, and we got it. It was as your signature or something.
Oh, geez, that shouldn't be on there. Well, I know who's getting fired when I get back.
Now, I'm not happy right now, I have to admit. I mean, you last week took up a lot of our time on the radio, got a lot of people excited.
I was just doing my job, son.
That Michael Jackson was going to come down here, or I should say Mike Jackal was going to come down here.
Please, no. Do me a favor, all right? I'm doing you a favor just by talking to you. Do not use that name
You're
again.
Doing me a favor by just talking to me.
Look,
oh,
son.
Thank God. What
Look,
a favor.
Son.
Hey, first of all, don't call me son. Secondly, don't do me any... If these are your favors, don't do me any favors,
hey,
okay?
For starters, you don't talk to an agent from CAA in that tone of voice if you want to get anywhere in the business, which it looks like you're not getting anywhere as it is if you're on this high school radio station, okay?
I'm not on this is not a high school radio station.
Okay. All right.
And what's second? If that's first, what's second?
Second what?
You said firstly, if you're going to do this. What if that's first, must have had more than one point. If you started off with firstly.
Well, look. I'm down here. My head's spinning already, all right? You know why?
Why?
I'm making a big deal.
I don't care about your big deal.
I'm going to fill you in on it.
I don't care about your big deal.
Well,
you had the nerve to call up my show and brag to me about the fact that you are representing the Prince of Punk, you called him.
Oh, yeah, that's... Please never utter that either. I mean...
And you also...
The fact that he wanted to bring back that completely outdated form of... I won't even call it music, but...
You also had the nerve to tell... me than you. You were saying, I'm more punk than you.
Oh, did I say that?
Yeah, about 100 times.
Really? Well, that's just me, you know, being a great agent. You know, I get behind the client.
Uh-huh.
And I go all out, and I do whatever that client wants me to do.
Hey, how is, you've been listening to a lot of Dead Kennedy?
What's that?
Oh, what's that? Who's the band that you were saying was one of your favorite bands last week ever?
I said that?
You said, yeah.
I didn't mean it. I mean, I'm going to bat for my client, basically. That's what I'm doing. I'm not into that stuff. I like stuff like Embo.
Embo? Wait, that's kind of punk, though. The Embarrassment? Embo? The Embos?
What is the embarrassment? I'm embarrassed standing here on the beach talking into my cell phone to a kid, but that's embarrassing.
I'm not
to
a
me.
Kid, first of all.
That's embarrassing to me.
What is embarrassing?
I'm talking about Michael Bolton.
Embo.
Yeah.
Oh, like J-Lo Embo.
Well, yeah, I mean, I've had dinner with him a couple times. He's great. He's a great guy.
Uh-huh, and that is more punk than me. I gotta give you credit.
Well, you know, he's what we call Soft Blade over at CAA.
Soft what?
Soft Blade.
Soft Blade.
Smooth, but he's got an edge.
He's got an edge.
Yeah.
Embo, Michael Bolton.
I'll tell you.
Now is that your big?
Is
what's that?
It reminds me a lot of the band that's playing down here at the resort. They do a lot of his stuff. Oh, geez, they got they really kick it on the Natalie Cole stuff too.
Really?
You got to hear him. You got to hear him.
What are they called?
Quasar.
Quasar.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, is that what you're down? Is that your big signing? You're signing Quasar?
Please. Please. Okay. Are you ready for it? I can't believe I'm telling a DJ on a high school radio station what I got.
First of all, this is not a high school radio station. Last week, the station was fine when you had Mike Jackal coming up here to do an in-studio performance with Punk.
Well...
What is he doing now, by the way? No, what is Mike Jackal doing tonight?
Well, his name is not Mike Jackal anymore. His name is Michael Jackson, like it always was. And if you need to know, he's in the studio with Q right now.
Quincy Jones.
You got it.
And what are they working on?
New stuff. It's great. It's like going back to Off the Wall. It's going to be great stuff. I mean, I'm dancing just thinking about it.
What is that you have on in the background?
Oh, they got the radio on here at the bar, the Tiki Hut here.
And what exactly is that?
What exactly is it a bar?
No, what is playing?
It's where you go and...
Yeah, I guess
see,
it's...
See, now I really do think you're a high school student. Jeez.
Oh,
Margarita
I am.
Sucks, and another one!
That's some temper you got there, Barry.
Second margarita they've given me tonight, and they all stink.
So how is Toilet Dog, if you don't mind me asking?
What is Toilet Dog?
Oh, that's...
I remember Toilet Dog. That's those losers that Mike wanted to play. Michael wanted to play with that we had to cut loose. Yeah, they're gone.
Now, did you pay them their big money, like you were talking about last week?
What do you think?
No.
You're right. And
what about the record label that Mike...
Oh, those two saps from D.C.
Yeah, Discord Records.
Yeah, they... Geez, that's a good question. I really don't know what those guys are up to. I know one thing, they don't run a label anymore because Michael has the rights to the label, although I sincerely doubt he will ever do anything with it.
So they have no label now. So Michael Jackson in his generosity just ended Discord Records.
Well, Will anyone care? Is what I'm screaming.
I think people will.
Look
yes.
Look at that body. Oh my God. Wow. What was that? I'm sorry.
Oh, I'm sorry. What? I didn't mean to interrupt your ogling.
Oh. Well, I mean, I'm doing a little bit of that, but you know, like I said, my main thing is this major thing.
Now, I should say to anyone who's listening who tuned in to hear the band Punk featuring Michael Jackson, or Mike Jackal, as he chose to be called, as I was pretty much browbeaten into calling him, you will not be hearing them tonight because...
You're lucky, everybody, because, oh my God, were they bad. I mean, I never thought that Michael would ever do anything that was, could even be considered subpar.
Uh-huh.
But, this was, yeah, I mean, I'm just glad the tapes of this are in the vault.
Well, you played a little bit over the radio last week.
Yeah, wasn't that dreadful?
I actually thought it was dreadful, but probably for reasons other than you thought it was dreadful.
Well, it was just bad music. I mean, all that stuff is awful.
Yeah, it is all awful, huh? That stuff. Mr. I'm more punk than you'll ever be.
Wait. You're
so,
more punk.
So anyway,
you are more punk than I'll ever be.
No, that's what you were telling me last week.
I doubt that.
You definitely were.
Oh, well, bleh. All right.
Now, we are speaking to Barry Levitz from what agency?
CAA.
Uh-huh. And you... oh, excuse me. You are in... I guess you are in the Bahamas, you
that's
said?
That's right. That's right. I just signed probably the biggest client of my life, and basically you're talking to the agent of the biggest star in the world.
The biggest star in the world? You now represent the biggest star in the world?
Yep.
Really?
Yep.
Who is it?
Guess.
Tom Cruise.
Nope. Guess.
Cameron Diaz.
Nope. Yes. Come on, guy. The biggest star.
Will Smith.
The biggest star in
Will
the
Smith.
No. Keep guessing.
Clint Eastwood?
That guy's practically dead. My dad was his agent.
So it's not Clint Eastwood?
No. Come on. The biggest star in the world.
Nicole Kidman?
No. Come on. Son.
Jim Carrey?
No. All right, you give up?
Tom Hanks.
No, you got the first name.
Well, I said Tom Cruise. He said no to that.
No, well, it's neither of those. Come on. It's T-Wilk, dummy.
Who is T-Wilk?
T-Wilk.
What is that, a rap guy
oh
or something?
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Are you serious? You don't know who T-Wilk is.
Yeah, I really don't know who T-Wilk is.
Tom Wilkinson.
Who is Tom Wilkinson?
Oh, my God. You have a radio show.
Yeah.
Where you communicate with large numbers of people.
Uh-huh.
And you don't know who Tom Wilkinson is. He's only up for an Oscar for his riveting performance in the bedroom.
Okay. I don't know who he is.
Did you see Black Knight?
No, I didn't.
Well, I'm sure you saw him in Jilting Joe.
No.
Oh, boy. Well, you really don't belong on the radio.
Because I don't know the name of...
The biggest movie star in the world.
The biggest movie star in the world?
Yeah.
Tom Wilkinson. Hold on a second. I have to now... You have piqued my interest. I am going to look. I got to look up a picture of this guy and see if I even recognize him.
Oh, he's gorgeous. I mean, not that I find him gorgeous, but many of the ladies do find him gorgeous.
That's him? I just found a picture of him.
He's hot.
He's not hot.
He is too.
No, he's not. He's the guy from The Patriot.
Yeah.
That's the biggest actor in the world?
Of course he is. He's up for an Oscar.
Yeah, for In the Bedroom.
Have you seen it?
No, I haven't. I really have no interest in seeing it.
No, I haven't seen it either.
You haven't seen it either, and now you're representing the guy.
Oh, it's a great movie, though.
Because?
That's just the word on the movie. That's the buzz. That's the buzz on that flick.
Does he know you haven't seen the movie?
Oh, no. He doesn't need to know that. I mean, you know, it's like Michael. You know, I went along with his little punkscapade, and he never knew that I hated that crap.
So you now, you have to just get a little perspective on this thing with Tom Wilkinson. This is not the biggest star.
Hey, please. It's T-Wilk.
T-Wilk. T-Wilk, yeah.
Oh, we got big things planned for him, too, son.
Like, what? Like, In the Bedroom, too?
No. I'm working real hard getting him in the new Star Wars flick.
What's that? The well, it couldn't be the one coming out in May. Well, you're getting him in the third one.
No, the next one.
Yeah, the one that comes out in May.
Yeah, we got a team of writers who are coming up with some stuff for him that isn't in the shooting script right now. But once he bags that Oscar, he's in.
He's not going to bag the Oscar.
It's actually an idea of mine. I mean, this is great that I've always fancied myself as a screenwriter. And So it's actually an idea of mine, and we're going with it. He's going to play Luke Skywalker's cousin, Glorf. Hello?
What is the name there?
Glorf.
Glorf. Luke Skywalker's cousin, Glorf.
Yeah, he's a cross between James Dean and Yoda.
Wow. I hope everything works out so you can get him in the movie. I guess it comes out in 3 months, so I can't see how they wouldn't be able to add a whole new character.
Well, we can shoot his stuff in a day or so. It's going to be great.
Tom Wilkinson.
You know, I'm also talking with the brass over there at Paramount. We're going to try to get them to greenlight this other idea that I've got. It's this this script I've been working on for a few months. It's called Attack of the Clones.
Attack of the Clones,
yeah,
which is the name of the Star Wars movie.
Is it?
Yeah.
Oh, well, I guess we'll have to call it something else.
Yeah, I guess so.
Well, anyway, well, that kind of shoots down a lot of the idea that I had.
Uh-huh.
But I do know that I want Tom and Meryl Streep in on this, and I think that they will really get some sparks going.
Wow, I look forward to seeing those sparks.
Yeah, they're going to have great chemistry.
Yeah, I'm sure they will. I mean, that's just a lock if you have a Tom Wilkinson lighting up the screen. Now, you know there's no chance in hell that he's going to win the
Oscar. Oh, he certainly will.
Oscar.
Otherwise, you know, I believe in him. He believes in himself, and together we believe in each other.
Well, that's great. Unfortunately, the entire Academy does not believe in him.
And you know this because you work for free at a high school radio station in Philadelphia.
It's an independent radio station in New Jersey and New York.
Well, I live in Hollywood, and I am basically in the movie business.
Really?
Yes.
What is your biggest claim to fame, then, Barry Levitz?
Besides this, and besides working with Michael, probably probably the last thing I did with Cher, which was her Believe tour.
You worked on the Believe tour.
Yes.
Wow. So that really just gives you the credibility to navigate through the punk arena that you were.
Please don't bring up that word, okay? I mean, it's just nauseating to me. All those just gross people.
Uh-huh, yeah.
Yeah.
Now, where will you be when Tom Wilkinson doesn't win the Oscar?
Well, son, you're getting on my wrong side, and that is not a good thing to do, okay?
Why is that?
Because...
What, are you going to have me crushed?
It's funny. I was about to use the word crush, yes. And if you have any aspirations to make it in the entertainment field at all, which I doubt you do because your style is completely amateur, if I could use such a word.
If you could, yeah. Although it might be a little tricky because you got a whole three syllables there.
Okay. Hey, look, son, okay?
Yeah?
I feel bad that you feel like you got the short end of the stick on this thing.
Well, okay? I don't feel like I did. I did.
Well, look, I feel bad that you feel bad because Michael ditched that punk crap.
I want you to apologize to my audience.
Well, look, short of that, here's what I got, all right?
Yeah?
How about a little peace offering?
Okay.
Okay. Is that all right?
Well, I'm listening.
Okay, well, I'm going to call the label.
Uh-huh.
And have them send over to you and your station one of those mobile fidelity copies of the Bad album. Is that all right?
Now this is supposed to do what?
What do you mean supposed to do what? I'm doing this out of the goodness of my heart.
What exactly are you doing out of the goodness of your heart?
I'm getting you this. Basically, it's a gold-plated CD for your dumb station. If you don't want it, just forget it, all right?
Wow, you're going to... Hey, does Tom Wilkinson know you have this kind of temper?
Hey, you keep him out of this, okay? All right?
What are you going to do? Are you going to flip out like this at him when he loses that?
I don't flip out in front of my clients, okay?
When he doesn't get the Oscar.
Ask Mary Hart.
Mary Hart, if you flip out in front of your clients?
Excuse me?
Ask her if you flip out in front of your clients.
I don't. I save that for private, and I save it for jerks like you and this dumb waiter who can't give me a great margarita.
Now, Tom Wilkinson, when you inevitably melt down in front of him, which it seems like is pretty much a lead pipe cinch that is going to happen sooner than later, if this is the way you conduct your day to day life.
You're working me.
I'm what?
You're working me.
Working you?
Yeah.
How am I working you?
You are pushing my buttons, and I think you know that. And what I'm going to push up your bottom is a gold plated CD. If you keep it up, okay?
Oh, really?
Now look. No, you look.
Uh huh.
Okay.
Hey, that gold-plated CD?
Yeah.
You know who you might want to give that to Tom Wilkinson, because it's probably going to be the only gold-plated anything that he's going to get in the year 2002.
Yeah, I'll give it to him. He'll put it right up next to Oscar, okay?
Yeah.
Okay, son?
Who's Oscar?
Oh.
What is he going to borrow? Russell Crowe's Oscar?
Okay.
For A Beautiful Mind?
Okay, son. Here's what I'll do for you, okay?
Okay.
If you stop being a complete tool right now.
Okay.
Okay?
Yeah.
Look, Mary Hart, one of my clients, one of my great clients, is going to be doing an incredible pre-Oscar show for E.T.
Okay.
She's talking to everybody, okay?
All right.
Here's what you get.
Okay, what's that?
If I can swing it, which I probably can.
Uh-huh.
I'll get you a 3-minute interview with her the day it airs. Sounds great, doesn't it? If you will keep this whole emotional explosion thing that I've got under wraps.
The fact that you've got you're completely out of control.
I am not out of control.
The fact that you pretty much are as unhinged as they come.
How'd you know my nickname in high school?
You're completely transparent, and you're yelling at me. That's how I know.
I don't yell. I persuade harshly.
Harshly, yeah. Oh, that's what you call it. Hey, do you even know where your client Tom Wilkinson was born?
Why would I even care about that? He's American.
Well, he's British, actually.
Oh, well, he fooled me. Oh, jeez. Yeah.
You didn't notice that pesky British accent.
He never uses it around me. You know, I got to say, I've actually never talked to him.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
So are you going to, will you spend Oscar night with him?
Oh, my God, yes. He's my boy.
He's your boy, and yeah. You've never met him.
Oh, you don't have to meet your client.
Mm-hmm.
See, son, you have a long way to go.
Mm-hmm.
Just to understand the entertainment business. Okay?
Yeah, I'm sorry, I don't.
So study hard in high school, okay? And try your best. I seriously doubt you will get anywhere. They're always looking for garbage men, okay? And
yeah.
So just be content. Be content with not much, because that's exactly what you're going to be getting. I got a boogie.
Hey, well, let me
have the mambo line.
One second. I want you, as a final gesture of this whole thing, to apologize to my audience for the fact that Mike Jackal and Punk will not be performing tonight.
All right, well, put me on the air.
You've been on the air.
You're kidding.
I'm not kidding.
You can't put me on the air without my permission.
I said you're on the air.
Oh, well, I said you are sued.
Oh, I'm sued now.
The station is shut down. I'm sure someone will be getting in touch with your principal tomorrow. And I hope you enjoyed it. I hope it was worth it to you.
Well, I hope, conversely, that your career dries up tomorrow when everyone hears that you're such a hothead. I hope that Tom Wilkinson drops you like a bad habit.
Tommy loves me.
Tommy?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Can you name... I'm going to ask you a question.
Okay.
Was Tom Wilkinson in the movie The Full Monty?
Of course he was. He played Ronnie, I think it was.
I think it was... yes, he was in it, but he didn't play Ronnie. Was he in the movie... Groundhog's Day?
Of course he was. He played, I think his name was Todd.
He was not in the movie Groundhog's Day. Of course he was.
I'm sure he was.
Well, you're completely wrong.
Okay.
I'm looking at his filmography.
Are you done?
Not yet.
I think you are done.
I'm done. I think you're done in Hollywood.
I think you're absolutely wrong, and I will... How about I talk to you in 6 months, and we will see who's where. I imagine you will have graduated high school by then, maybe.
Uh-huh.
Or you'll be in summer school.
Okay, and I imagine at that point you and Tom Wilkinson will know each other a little less than you do now.
I doubt that, because I think by that point I will not only have written his next hit movie, I will have directed it, okay? And by that point I will not even be speaking with you.
Well, you know what? I don't want to talk to you.
Fine.
Apologize to the audience and all this will be over.
Hey, everybody out there, all you high school kids. Geez, I hope you can forgive me that for the fact that the greatest singer in the history of recorded music did not come on your show and play music that is so far beneath him and embarrass himself.
Well, thank you.
I hope you can forgive me.
That's not much of an apology.
Well,
but, you know,
that's what you get.
I think I don't accept that apology.
Oh, no, you don't accept it? Oh, no!
Yeah, I don't accept it.
Oh, jeepers.
Jeepers.
I guess I'll just have to go off and get laid and not ever think about this again. All right, later on.
Ugh. Well, thank you for listening to Best Show Gems, the best of the best show on WFMU. If you like what you just heard, the full-length program is done each and every Tuesday night from 8 to 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. You can listen on your radio in the New York, New Jersey area at 91.1 FM or anywhere on the globe at WFMU.org,
WFMU.org also has an extensive archiving of all the previous episodes of The Best Show. And you can get more information on the program over at friendsoftom.com. I want to thank a few people, if I could. Martin DeGrell, the producer and compiler of Best Show Gems. Thank you, Martin. Mel Matsuoka, who is the producer of the full-length 3-hour Best Show podcast each and every week, and the protector of the Best Show on WFMU archives. Thank you, Mel. John Worster, obviously, thank you. Associate producer Mike, and everybody at WFMU, thank you so much. If you like what you just heard, check out the full-length show. You can download the podcast or listen live at WFMU.org.